Lee McGoran is joining us, our last guest this morning in our news hour. Lee, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, how are you?
Very well. Good to talk to you. It's first time for me. Well done yesterday. Best guess, a driving victory in the last there yesterday.
Yeah, it was good to get one for Water, yeah. Chris Water.
Yeah, exactly. It was a driving finish, as I say, wasn't it? There were three or four coming at you.
Yeah, it was just three or four coming, but, you know, he's a honest horse, and Chris had him turned out great, and, you know, he got the better of them.
Mate, I want to talk about ISO Rich. You've really clicked with this horse. He's in the last there on Saturday, but he's a little bit like Red Zell, isn't he, at the moment? He's a seven-year-old, but in the richer form.
Yeah, I suppose you can say a little bit like Red Zell. He's flying. He's 7 years of age, and he's going for a 70th start on Saturday. So, it'd be nice for him to get another winner.
Mate, he's having his 70th start, as you say, as a seven-year-old, but he just looks like he's sort of three or four, that he's just enjoying it so much.
Yeah, you know, he's really enjoying it, and he's giving me a great feel. And you know, when you're on top of him, he definitely doesn't feel like a seven-year-old. He's still a lot of speed left in them legs, and he tries his heart out.
He always starts at reasonable odds, which doesn't affect you, but he's one of those horses now that I think punters are starting to, or the followers are starting to flock to him a little bit.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure what price he is now for Saturday, but I'm not really a big person to take much notice of what price the horses are.
No.
My job is just to give them the best opportunity I can give them. So, yeah, everyone tells me that he always pays big odds. So,
You take the three off him, which is going to help, obviously, on the weekend to get him down there a little bit off that 61 top weight.
Yeah, he's going to get down to the 58. So I'm happy with that. They're just predicting a bit of rain. I don't know how he'll go about with the rain. Every time he's won, you know, he's been on a nice firm track of Randwick.
Yep.
But looking at the race, there seems to be a bit of pace with that that thing of Jason Coles.
Yep.
And that Noble Joey should go for. So
yep,
I'll be happy, you know, just to get a nice set outside leader or just in behind him somewhere, and he should be hitting the line strongly.
Yeah, sweet serendipity and Noble Joey, yeah, goes forward. So there's a little bit of pace there. And from barrier two, it's just going to be perfect. Hey, mate, just before I let you go, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, mate. How long have you been here?
Oh, Capital Lands, about seven or eight, maybe, under Chris Water.
Yep.
So, I'm enjoying it. And, it's pretty good.
And sorry, how long have you been here, Lee?
About 7 or 8 months.
7 or 8 months. And you want to stay here?
We'll just keep tipping along nicely now, and we'll just keep going. We'll see how things pan out.
Understand. Well, mate, you're riding, you know, you just got to put your name up there on a horse like ISO Rich, and people start noticing you, don't they? And yesterday's win in the last even helps.
Yeah. I was close to having two winners yesterday. Yeah, I got a second as well. So.
Yep.
We just had one better on the day, I think. So, yes, well, hopefully we just keep tipping away nicely. I got five rides on Saturday, so I'm hoping they all go pretty close.
We thank you for your time, Lee. Good luck on Saturday with those five. Particularly, there'll be a big cheer for ISO Rich if we can do it again in the last. Thanks for your time, Lee.
Cheers. Thank you very much, mate. Thank you.
Good on you, mate. Lee McGoran joining us there. Prentice riding for Chris Waller, and he's got five, as you just heard, on Saturday at Randwick.